All 50 members of the North Carolina Senate have each introduced a nearly identical bill. In most cases, the bill is comprised of just 41 words. The details of the proposed legislation could easily fit in a tweet. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on what are known as blank bills.
North Carolina's blank bills follow a simple formula. Here is one of them. Section 1. This act relates only to the 49th Senatorial District. Section 2. This act is effective when it becomes law. That's the entire body of the bill introduced by this Democratic senator.
I am Terry Van Dine, and I live in Asheville, North Carolina.
As it stands now, Senator Van Dine's bill effectively does nothing. That's true of all 50 blank bills introduced this year, and that is by design. Senators had until the middle of this month to file every bill that would originate in the chamber. So what if something happens in a district later this year that needs action by the General Assembly? Senator Van Dine says these blank bills serve as a placeholder.
I can take that placeholder bill and amend it to do what needs to be done for that constituency.
Now, that sounds like good government, state senators trying to be there for their constituents. But the inherent flexibility of these blank bills can be an issue.
Not only is the blank bill acting as a placeholder, but the title of it is a placeholder.
Paige Worsham is the senior policy counsel for the North Carolina Center for Public Policy Research. Blank bills' titles are as generic as their provisions, often just a number of a senatorial district, followed by the words Local Act 1. Those titles often don't change, even when the content of the bills do, says Worsham.
So you're trying to follow a topic or a special interest area. The titles themselves could get in the way of finding what you're looking for.
And potentially mask the content being considered by legislators. And it has political watchdog groups on both the left and the right concerned.
It is a practice that I think makes things less transparent, and that's never in the public interest.
That's Chris Fitzsimon, director of the left-leaning NC Policy Watch. And here's Mitch Kokai, spokesman and political analyst for the right-leaning John Locke Foundation.
That's a problem. Don't use a blank bill just to hide a piece of legislation.
And while neither man can point to a specific instance of a blank bill being used to hide a controversial piece of legislation, they both use the same example of a 2013 bill to show the General Assembly has used a similar tactic.
The motorcycle safety bill that was changed to include restrictions on abortion services.
Motorcycle helmet restrictions or something of that sort. And when it came back, it had to do with abortion.
And Mitch Kokai adds,
there is the potential with blank bills that you could see something like that. And it, in fact, could be quite controversial. And there's always the potential for that to happen when you have a blank bill.
Kokai and Fitzsimon also agree the solution for this could be easy. Relax the bill filing deadline and or have the North Carolina Senate do what the House has already done, ban blank bills outright. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.